About 200 people organized by the Greater Cleveland congregations gathered at Trinity Cathedral downtown. Jawanza Colvin, pastor of Olivet Institutional Baptist Church, told the crowd this election is not about who people vote for, but what they vote for.
We are voting for our children and our children's children's children. We are voting.
And as the group gathered to march about 10 blocks to the Board of Elections, where they were joined by hundreds more predominantly African-American voters, Colvin acknowledged issues crucial to his community, including jobs, education, and criminal justice reform, have been largely missing from this presidential campaign.
It's really unfortunate that while millions of people have been watching the debates and million people have been listening to the newscast, we are really reduced on what should be a discussion and a discourse about democracy to really a circus show.
He also acknowledged African-American voters may be less energized without President Obama on the ballot.
We have to remind ourselves that people marched with Dr. King, not for Dr. King. And while people voted for President Obama, they were voting in their best interest. And I think even as he goes into the sunset of his administration, the interests have not changed.
That the right to vote is sacred and the right to vote shall be.
Outside the Board of Elections, vans with bullhorns circled the building, broadcasting get out the vote messages, competing with the gospel choir across the street. Local candidates passed out flyers, and a campaign bus featuring images of Hillary Clinton and Obama announced America can do better than Donald Trump.
My daughter got me here.
Samara Holloman carried her 3-year-old daughter, Miana Thomas.
I want her to be able to live in this world and not be judged based on the color of her skin.
She says she had no question in 2008 and 2012 who the better candidate was, Barack Obama. This year, she's more skeptical, so she asked her daughter.
Who are you voting for?
Hillary.
Hillary? Why are you voting for Hillary?
Because I like her.
So far, Ohio has seen less early voting than 4 years ago. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.